Blog Talk Radio.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nelson.
You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio. This is Cal Nez. We haven't talked in a little while, so we've got lots to catch up on, but we only got to do it in 30 minutes. I invite each and every one of you to call in, and I invite you to give us a call and give us what your thoughts are. Tonight's topic is about the Navajo Nation election. Recently, as you well know, the Navajo Nation Supreme Court issued an opinion that basically has cleared Mr. Russell Begay to become the next candidate to face Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. And according to the opinion, it does say on or before January 31st, 2014. That means that the Navajo Nation presidential election will be held the end of, I guess, next month. And can we do that? Is it possible that we have an election that fast and to give ample time to each of the candidates for them to get on the campaign trail again and go full throttle again? Or how is that going to work out? And not only that, is that there are some other questions that are still hanging over some of the both candidates. And have those been resolved? And are they going to be resolved? Are a lot of these issues going to come back up as we get back into this? And is there anybody who, or any law, or any angle that any of the other candidates or somebody from the general public is going to, or even the Navajo Nation Enterprise entities, can file a complaint or an injunction of some sort to be able to stop this new election? And there's a lot of stuff that are still going to be talked about. So what is your thoughts? This is Cal Nez, and you're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. And tonight's topic is about the Navajo Nation presidential election. So we have a caller, and so I'd like to welcome this caller. And the last four digits on their number is 6447. You are on the air. What's on your mind this evening?
Yate Shana. This is Darlene. How are you?
Oh, yate.
Calling from Farmington, New Mexico. I am fine. Well, let's see.
You were just calling in just to listen, right?
Yeah, I was going to listen, but since you said say something, I guess I'll say something.
So what's your thoughts on the what's your thoughts on the Navajo Nation election as you're hearing it down there on the Navajo Nation?
I read yesterday's newspaper, Farmington Times, and it says that he was cleared, but personally, I think he has a lot of issues and things going against him. So I don't think he's the perfect candidate. I don't think Joe Shirley's the perfect candidate. So There you got it. I'm not even sure who I'm going to vote for for what their platform is about. It's just actually it's kind of nonsense what's going on.
Yeah, well, the whole Navajo Nation election is something that people are going to be talking about, and there's a lot of issues that are still related to some of the things that have started from the campaign primary season all the way till today. And so I appreciate your opinion, and so I will put you back on hold and have you listen, and I've got some other callers who are also calling in. So that was one opinion that I think that most of everybody that I've been reading on Facebook has been iterating. That is that the Navajo Nation presidential election has been, of course, a very, very confusing process. And all you listeners out there, what do you suppose that the Navajo Nation presidential election this year, 2014, what are some of the precedents that have taken place in terms of the opinions that are coming from the Navajo Nation Office of Hearing and Appeals, the Navajo Nation Election Office, and also from the Navajo Nation Council, and also the Navajo Nation Office of the President? And not only that, is then you take it a step further, is the Navajo Nation Supreme Court. Of course, like right now, what are your thoughts, really? You listeners out there, I think that it's important that we keep this dialogue going. This dialogue and this open communication about what we're looking at in terms of our Navajo Nation government. The Navajo Nation government, it's something that is obviously going to affect our people now and going into the future. What exactly are the precedents that we have set for our people by the opinions and rulings and legislative efforts and the firings of different people that are related to the Navajo Nation election? One of the biggest one that happened at the Navajo Nation Election Office was the dismissal, or actually the firing, of all the Navajo Nation Board of Election Supervisors. And the people who are actually engaging, who used to be involved in this, if any of you are listening out there, because I know that a lot of people listen to this as well as that they download the actual archives. If any of you are out there listening to this, I welcome you to call in and give us your opinion, because it's going to be important. Now, one of the things that I know that as I'm looking at this, and I've been curious to find out, that while these opinions are being made, the Navajo Nation, we need to look at what precedents, what examples, what are the rules and statutes that we are now establishing. Yes, of course, the Navajo Nation, we have never gone down this road where we've actually have had an election and then there has been some ethics filings and complaints against a candidate. One has been dismissed, Krista Sheetney, and then we have the Office of Hearings and Appeals. The Navajo Nation Office of Hearing and Appeals, we have Richie Nez, who rule on this. And then the next complaint that came along was by Myron McLaughlin, who was also one of the presidential candidates who filed against the new candidate, who was the third place finisher, to be moved up into the second place to take the place of Mr. Chris Deschini. By doing so, that activated Mr. McLaughlin's complaint. And when there was just a little bit of a interference or a little stoppage in the complaint process, the attorney for Myron McLaughlin filed another appeal to have the hearing retried. And in that secondary filing of their complaint, and what's your opinion? What do you suppose, where do you think that the new filings that Mr. Brian Lewis, the attorney for Myron McLaughlin, when he filed that new retry of their complaint, do you suppose that gave an opening for the Navajo Nation judicial system to make an opinion to say, okay, you know, enough is enough. We have been complaining against each other for so long. We have got to have an election. We've got to be able to get through this process, and it's irrelevant, really, what some of the complaints or some of the issues that many of the or some of the candidates have about them. And is that the reasons why that you think that the election is now, okay, let's just get on with our election no matter what the cases are, what other possibilities there are? There are other complaints that are being out there that are being looked at. It doesn't matter anymore. Do we just move forward and get on this thing and get on with life, so to speak? Is that really what you think that the reasons why that Mr. Russell Begay has been cleared? Or what was it? Now, some of the people out there have said, well, their prediction, for the lack of a better term, has been that because the Navajo Nation Supreme Court issue or the Navajo Nation judicial system actually sided with the 5 board of directors for the Navajo Nation Oil and Gas Company. And the complaint in Myron McLaughlin's case was that Mr. Russell Begay was not committed. He had an unswerving, or actually he had a swerving, in his loyalty to the Navajo Nation. And obviously that affects the Navajo Nation Supreme Court's decision in bringing back the 5 board of directors. So that puts it in a situation where now, well, are any of those things that are going to factor in to the now green light that's been issued for the presidential election, are we now going to move forward and bypass any of those other things? And it's going to be important, ladies and gentlemen, that we've got to look at these issues. We've got to look at this thing and to be able to say that the time has come. Where are we going to accept this thing, or are we going to say, hey, you know what, I'm not going to vote? Oh, I've had a lot of people say that. I've read this on Facebook. I am not going to vote because this Navajo Nation election has been a huge set of confusion. And so, you know, it'd be nice to hear from you. It'd be great to have you voice your opinion. And I've got another caller here that's been waiting on the phone. I appreciate your call. Please identify yourself and where you're calling from. And yate nandishnidole.
Is it me?
Yes, sir. It's you. You're on the air. What's your thought?
I just called this call ago, and my name is Richard C. Begay.
Yeah, Tejo. Rayma, Dan.
I'm there. What was your question?
Well, I mean, just in terms of what's going on, now that the green light is given to Dr. Joe Shirley Jr. versus Russell Begay, you know, is that a go, or is there going to be some things that are going to still be coming up? And you know, just in general, what's your thought as a Navajo Nation voter or Navajo Nation voter?
I think it's going to be more delayed because what happened to Richie Ness? He wasn't qualified to be hearing officer. Yeah, so it's probably illegal not practicing being a lawyer or a judge or something like that. Yeah, and like they're just the same thing as you have to have a license to teach or being a police officer or a doctor. A victim all this time. Maybe he was on probation period to get that bar in there when he got hired, and he never did that. I watched this case. And his boss didn't review his 90 days probation baby, his probation period there. That was Ben Shelley. So he didn't do his job, review his job.
Well, yeah. So when Ben Shelley came forward and said, hey, you know what? I asked you to do this, but you didn't do it. And because you didn't do that, I'm going to let you go. But shouldn't that have been done, what, about a year, about almost 3 years ago?
Yes. Maybe that time period, maybe they gave him about maybe a year or something, maybe or 90 days to get his bar. What's that?
Yeah.
Now it's all, everything's a mess. In Senatawa's case.
Yeah.
And all these hearings, It's just like maybe a dental award, something like that, uncertified.
Yeah. So now, what do you suppose, Joe Arabansen Keso, he made a ruling, talking about Richie Nez, he made a judgment, and Christus Chini was disqualified, but the Navajo Nation Supreme Court actually spoke on his behalf and said that we are he's everything that Mr. Nez has done is okay. We accept it, but now he's fired. So apparently somebody thinks that what he did was wrong. But the Navajo Nation Supreme Court says, hey, he's okay. So how do you think that some of the Christus Chitney's people feel about this whole scenario now?
I think cheat up, we got cheat up and things like that. But his case, the Supreme Court accepted everything. What he did, and rehearing day, everything got denied. So it's already a setup now. Supreme Court election,
yeah,
already staged. But corruption again. Supreme Court. It's just that we don't respect Supreme Court now, everything we don't look at that way. We don't respect the Supreme Court no more. And the law, yeah, the court.
Oh.
The Navajo court system, but just fundamental laws, I respect him before. Right now, I don't respect him no more. All these cases. So on the oral hearing technology, the cartridge. And it's just like the Dojins and the Nalanda corruption official. Maybe, it's just like Joe Shelley, I just became to know, I just know that took out no challenge. He, well, for sure, he's going to win. And, what the heck, WrestleMania has no chance to win. Well, we're not going to support him. And he's trying to say, hey, support me.
Yeah. I appreciate your opinion.
Maybe we're going to vote, but we're going to just make it blank. Well, we're going to go to the poll. We're not going to cross no line because if we don't vote, recall is out. They're going to say, hey, you guys didn't vote the last election that they thought. And it's better to make it blank.
Yeah, very interesting. I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I got another caller on the phone. I'll bring them on as well. So, well, these are some interesting scenarios. We've only got about 6 minutes left, and we got another caller. Yate, please identify yourself. Where are you calling from? You're on the air, 3071.
Oh, this is Nate from Sabra.
Oh, yeah, hey, Nate.
Yeah, on Christmas Chinese part or?
Either one, either part. This whole scenario. What do you think? We only got a few minutes left, about 5 minutes.
The whole thing is just a big old circus. Bunch of clowns trying to decide what's going on. Well, I think Chris lied on his application. That's one thing. He's not being fluent. And the Supreme Court made the right decision. And then Russell Begay's case, I don't know. He should have been disqualified, and the next one should have been in line. But, of course, the same thing is probably going to happen again.
But what do you suppose that Russell Begay should be disqualified for?
For going up against the sovereignty of the nation? Challenge oil and gas?
Yeah, isn't that interesting how that scenario has been talked about mostly all summer long? Is that Judy, Mr. Russell Begay filed in the federal courts really against the Navajo Nation Supreme Court's situation, but now the very court that he filed against is now siding with him.
Yeah. The whole thing is just set up to get one person back in. And that's Joe Shirley. The whole thing is set up from the beginning.
let's get some more.
They're all in line for a big jackpot at the end. That's all it is. Money. Money talks. What they say, money talks, BS walks. That's about it. It's all about the Benjamins.
Yeah.
Put your finger in there and get to how much you can get. They don't care about the people. All they care about is themselves.
Are you going to
vote? Yeah, I'll vote.
Are you going to leave it blank like Mr. Begay said? He's going to leave his blank?
No, I'll pick one. I'll pay the eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Well, so now, if you're going to vote,
I'm just going to go eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Who's going to steal the most money? Then I'll vote.
So you're totally just disenfranchised, speaking of disenfranchising.
Oh, yeah. This whole thing is just a joke. I don't know. It's I think it's going to be a close race, but I think Joe Shirley might pull it off, or Russell might. I don't know. It's going to be a toss-up.
Well,
I guess we just get ready for the next 4 years.
Well, do you think it's the last election? No. You know, we weren't totally satisfied with both candidates, so we just had to just vote for one, because that's the only choices that we are. You know, we only had two choices. Do you think that we're basically in the same position again this go around?
Yeah. Well, Russell's a new face to the presidential, so we'll see. He has some good issues and good points, and Joe Shirley has some good points also, but, you know, leave what the past is in the past and see what happens.
When you're in the Navajo Nation, Nebetran, now, how are you doing?
Mixed feelings, mixed reactions. Like the way the other guy said, we don't know who to vote for, Donna. Are you? And a lot of them say they're not going to vote. So I think the voting is going to be like maybe 40%. That's a vote, Donna. I don't think it's going to be a huge turnout.
Yeah. So if that's the case, then I guess that whoever gets into office is going to be in a position where they weren't voted in by majority. It was in terms of percentage of registered voters. So there was no almost like a vote of no confidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
thank
whole,
you, Nate.
Like I said, the whole thing set up for Joe to get back in.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Agushila.
Give him the
ladies and gentlemen, there we have it. We will continue to talk again, and I'll have another show tomorrow. And be ready with your opinions, and please call in. Yes, we have the Navajo Nation election is a green light, but so you heard the callers and what their thoughts are. And that's going all the way across the board. I'm getting that on the Navajo Nation presidential race. So it's very interesting. Thank you very much, and I will talk to you tomorrow night at 9 o'clock again.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nelson.